How we doing?
Cool. The elements obviously will be different up there, but does this help a little bit just to get out there? And
yeah, this is probably as close as Houston will get to Green Bay type of weather in December. It was important to be outside today. A little bit of rain, a little bit of wind. You know, as much as it's going to be different on Sunday with what the weather report is right now, I think it helped to be out there today.
How's Andre Howell doing? Is he feeling any better?
That'll be a game time decision. I think he's feeling better. I definitely think he's feeling better, but we'll have to decide that Sunday morning. You were going to ask about him too, weren't you?
I was getting there.
What do you think about your
Cold.
Players switching jerseys at practice?
You'd have to ask them. I have no idea. That wasn't a directive from me.
Hey, Bill, I don't know if you answered this earlier in the week or not. If you did, I apologize. But
no problem.
What Peppers brings to the table for these guys? Been around forever. It seems like he continues to contribute, still produces.
Yeah, I mean, there's another guy like we were talking about last week, like Philip Rivers. I mean, I coached against this guy when he was at North Carolina and I was at Georgia Tech. This guy he's withstood the test of time. You know, he's obviously a big, tall, rangy guy, very athletic, plays hard, got a lot of different moves. He can bat the ball. He's got obviously great length and reach to be able to get into the offensive lineman. Does an unbelievable job on field goal block with his technique. So you have to know where he is on every play. They've got a number of players like that where you better understand where he is on every play.
Bill, when you look at the film from the game against Philadelphia in Green Bay, I mean, a lot of people have talked about that offense looked out of sync. When you watched film, did it look like they kind of gotten back to what you're accustomed to seeing?
Green Bay's offense?
Yes.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I have not seen their offense out of sync. I'll be honest with you there too. I mean, if you go back to the Atlanta game, if you watch even the Indianapolis game, I mean, this is an offense that's very dangerous. In the Philly game, very efficient. They were able to get the ball out quick in the passing game, also protect and get the ball down the field, ran the ball well against Philly. So it's a dangerous offense, you know, mostly obviously because of the players, the quarterback, and then obviously the play caller, Mike. He does a great job. So it's a big challenge for our guys.